Welcome to Confessions of a Trap Yogi, where I talk about all of the traps and tricks that keep you stuck on the outside of living a lighthearted life. I'm your host, Kels the Yogi. It's about to get real. So I've hurt people. I'm not proud of it, but it's true. I think about the moments that people that I've hurt feel small, or maybe they feel unloved because of me being selfish or me being anxious. And it can be really hard to move forward with asking people we love for forgiveness. And it's even harder to trust that you've actually been forgiven. I often talk about in my yoga classes that forgiveness is a lifestyle, but it also is a practice. So have you hurt someone that loves you? Have you crossed a line or violated somebody's trust? Are you aware of how that experience you caused that person harm or pain? I mean, we all mess up. And, you know, there are many moments that we're the lesser versions of ourselves, but we don't have to stay trapped in that cycle of silence and not asking for forgiveness when we really should. More conversations seem to be had about forgiving others than being the one asking for forgiveness. And so I wanted the people, you know, in my life to feel respected, and maybe you do too. But that means that we all have to fess up to our inadequacies. We all have to take full responsibility for our insults. And we also have to be ready and completely aware that this is an invitation, you know, asking someone forgiveness that they don't have to accept. And so asking for forgiveness definitely is a process, but making it meaningful and sincere are huge parts of it. First, acknowledge your actions. We all have to take responsibility for our actions, and we all have to acknowledge the hurt we've caused the other person that loves us. We have to stop making excuses, and we can't blame others for our behavior. There's nothing worse than an excuse cloaked as an apology. You also want to be sincere when you apologize. First, you really do have to regret, right? And you have to be remorseful. People can feel that energy when you're just kind of putting on an act. So express genuine regret for your actions or your words. Apologize to the person that you hurt. Let them know that you understand the impact of your behavior and that you are truly sorry. Saying, "I apologize that you feel I was wrong," that's not an apology. And sometimes the way that we word things removes accountability and places it on that person. Be brave, speak up, and acknowledge the harm that you've done to the other person that you love. You also have to make amends. Forgiveness is, it's a verb. Depending on the situation, you do have to try, or you should try, to make amends for your actions. And this could be anything from offering help or even committing to changing your behavior in the future. But the most important thing is to communicate how you will move forward. It's a commitment. It is a vow that you kind of give to this person that these are the steps that you're going to take in order to never yell at them again or call them out of their names. Players slip up. We get hot-headed and, our emotions lead. No one is perfect, but we can change our behaviors and show the people that we love that we are truly committed to being a better version of ourselves, and we're grateful to be in their lives and that they're in ours. Next, you got to learn from your mistakes. We all should be reflecting on why we, acted out a certain way or spoke a certain way that caused harm to people that we love. And sometimes, you know, we are speaking and we're not quite sure how it's going to land. But it's important to identify any underlying issues that may have contributed to your behavior and work on addressing them to prevent a similar situation from happening again. And this is a little different from making amends. This is you learning from you. Life isn't just happening to us. If you are hyper-reactive or hypersensitive, then people don't necessarily know that. And even if they do, we're sometimes so wounded that we're just in pain. So it doesn't matter what they said, how they said it, if they said it, when they said it. You have the sensitivity to be hurt and harmed at any minute, at any moment. And so we all have to do this inner work to understand what's driving our personality traits, what's driving how we respond. Being reactive to everyone outside of you, that's not a really good way to spend your life. You want to move mindfully and consciously. And so take some time to learn, take some time to reflect, and maybe start to work on healing your own wounds as you are moving through being forgiven by the people you love in your life. Practice self-compassion. There is an art to forgiveness in that you can't give what you don't have. And so if you do not know how to practice self-forgiveness in an authentic way, it's really challenging to even understand how to ask for it in an authentic way. So give forgiveness to yourself. Treat yourself with kindness and compassion as you work through the feelings of whatever the person is giving you in return. Or even, you know, sometimes there's guilt or shame when you realize that you've caused hurt to someone you appreciate, or even anyone outside, you know, of yourself, even yourself, right? And so you want to be kind and gentle, but also firm and focused when you're moving through this act of asking for forgiveness. Maybe sometimes it's good to talk with someone, so seek support. If you have violated someone to the point where it is, you're consumed with it, maybe consumed with grief or shame, you're moving through, you know, bouts of deep sadness or even depression, you know, consider seeking support from a therapist or a trusted friend or family member. Sometimes talking through your feelings and getting a little bit of guidance can help you navigate through the process of being forgiven or forgiving yourself. When we have to put ourselves in this space of vulnerability where we're asking for something that we know no one has to give, that can be really unsettling. And depending on who this person is or where they fall in your life, it can be really uncomfortable and also embarrassing. And so if you're finding yourself struggling with this act, or this invitation or this ask, or living through the space, you know, between you've asked for forgiveness and the person is thinking about it, you may want to reach out and speak with someone. Or there's always the opportunity to journal and share with yourself. Maybe even check out a yoga class or a meditation practice that can help you feel more grounded and present. Last but not least, you have to give it time. Being forgiven, it's a process. We all know this. It takes us time, sometimes years, to forgive someone. And so be patient with the other person as they work through their feelings. And remember that it is absolutely okay to take it slow. Allow them to take the time and space they need to heal and grow. And trust that the situation will be mutually beneficial. It can be unsettling and uncomfortable when your relationship dynamics change because of something you did or something you said. But at the end of the day, it's important to acknowledge it happened. And in the present moment, you're in that space of you've held yourself accountable, you've asked for forgiveness, and there's nothing more beautiful than living in that truth, but then also something sweet about surrendering into the unknown, and that this person is allowed. That this person is allowed to keep space between you and them, and you feel that space, fill, F-I-L-L, you fill that space with positive energy, love, and support for that person because you want what's best for them. And that's not a rushed acceptance. That's not a disingenuous acceptance. It isn't one to save face or to move on. You really want this person to enjoy your company and invite you back into their life in a way where they feel safe and comfortable, and that can take some time. So maybe you have someone you need to apologize to after listening to this. Maybe you're struggling with the request of asking for forgiveness. But I do have one question for you. And I want you to think about this. Are you worthy of forgiveness? Are you worth forgiving? If yes, then maybe they are too, right? Maybe we're all worth being forgiven. Maybe it's time that we ask for forgiveness. Thank you so much for listening to Confessions of a Trap Yogi. I'm Kales. Y'all be breezy.